Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 26, His Credentials. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me. John 5, verse 39. F.F. Bruce's book cover reads, "In Jesus, the promise is confirmed, the covenant is renewed, the prophecies are fulfilled, the law is vindicated, salvation is brought near, sacred history has reached its climax, the perfect sacrifice has been offered and accepted, the great priest over the household of God has taken his seat at God's right hand, the prophet, like Moses, has been raised up, the son of David reigns, the kingdom of God has been inaugurated." F.F. Bruce, New Testament Development of Old Testament Themes, Book Jacket Text. God does not ask us to believe without evidence. Jesus himself referred to the different witnesses that testified of him. John, the forerunner, Jesus' own miraculous works, the Father's testimony, and finally, the witness of the Scriptures. Jesus unequivocally explained that these, the Old Testament, authenticated his identity and mission. The sad part was that while the Jewish leaders were meticulous students of the Scriptures, they rejected Jesus. They kept the Ten Commandments, observed the Sabbath, prayed, tithed, etc., but they dismissed Jesus. Interpreting all the scriptures, the law, the prophets, and the Psalms, in light of Jesus and his sacrifice has eternal consequences. The sacred writings give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. The Bible points us to Jesus as our only hope, assurance, substitute, sacrifice, high priest, king, Lord, and Savior. Jesus is our all in all. It is only through him that we have eternal life. Every sermon and Bible study should be centered at the cross of Jesus. The sacrifice of Christ as an atonement for sin is the great truth around which all other truths cluster. In order to be rightly understood and appreciated, every truth in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation must be studied in the light that streams from the cross of Calvary. I present before you the great, grand monument of mercy and regeneration, salvation and redemption, the Son of God uplifted on the cross. This is to be the foundation of every discourse given by our ministers. Ellen G. White, Gospel Workers, page 315.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.